Welcome back to the Answer of the Week podcast. My name is Joe Patrick. With me again in the ziggurat is my man Wooly Toots. Wooly, say hello.
Hello, Joe. Hello, everybody else.
Matt Baum still gallivanting around the United States doing God knows what. I decided we needed to have the Answer of the Week without him. So we will be sharing your responses to the question of the week. Jared, what did we ask these guys this week?
This week you asked, which comic hasn't received a video game yet, but really deserves one?
Ooh.
And we're giving bonus points for explaining what kind of video game it would be. Chivos, as it were.
Credit where credit's due. That question was submitted to us by Alex Myers,
ooh,
who is one of our lackeys at Legend Comics and Coffee in Omaha, Nebraska. He wouldn't appreciate that. I call him a lackey. He's a good dude. And his daughter, Astrid, super cute.
Oh, my gosh. Melts. She melts your soul when she comes in the place.
All right. As always, we start with Twitter, but we did not have any tweeters.
No
tweeters.
Come
sorry.
On, Twitter daddles.
So let's move it over to Facebook. Our first response comes from Andrew Morrison, who says, I could go for a beat-em-up game for the Immortal Iron Fist. The character would be perfect for a Double Dragon-style game, maybe with Luke Cage as a player 2 candidate.
Without question.
Make me a Heroes for Hire game. A 2-player. I love it.
Oh, man. Hero for Hire got all that TV love and now game love.
Oh, I love it. Good answer, Andrew. Wade Lyle says, I'd love to see a Guardians of the Galaxy first-person shooter like Borderlands. Maybe with a little more hand-to-hand combat and cinematic fight sequences. That would be rad. You could pick which guy you wanted to be. You could be Drax or Gamora.
Yeah. I'm cool with it. And it'd be, you know, Borderlands has that melee aspect of it.
They do have a melee aspect.
You know, it's very similar.
And Drax uses guns, too. It's not like he's always beating people with his fists.
Right. And Gamora, well, they got Gamora using guns now, too.
Yeah.
A little bit. She was always a knife blade chick, right?
It's true. Just give me a patch for Borderlands 2 Guardians of the Galaxy DLC. That's all you have to do. Change the skins on the characters and you're good to go.
Okay.
I love it. Harvey Locust says, Lock and Key would make a great puzzle game in the vein of Myst or Resident Evil. Myst and Resident Evil are two really different types of games.
Yeah, those are different.
But the puzzle aspect, I totally get what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Lock and Key. I don't know. It kind of seems like it would lend itself more toward like an adventure game, like a point and click almost, like find the keys.
Well, you mean, okay, like Telltale, like a Telltale kinda, Walking right? Dead game kind of situation, maybe?
Sure.
Yes.
Because like they do battle the evil guy in Lock and Key, but it's not like the action is not like the biggest.
It's not like part a superhero fight or a first person shooter type fight.
I'd like to see it in game form, though.
That's an interesting one.
Brian Domingos asks, how about Ghost Rider done in a Road Rash template? Road Rash! And traveling from city to city, taking out demon biker gangs, it already comes with the flaming chain. Or a Joe the Barbarian RPG.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, man.
That's heavy duty.
And how has Savage Dragon never gotten a side-scroller? The whole book is punching weird-looking supervillains in the face. I agree. And I don't think there was ever a Savage Dragon game.
No, but I could see it done in that like Double Dragon side-scrolling style, which brings back, you know, that Iron Fist and Power Man game. That thing.
I'm going to be thinking about that.
Both those games could be done in that style. You get one developer to do them both because, you know,
they got it down. They've got it
and,
down.
And okay. I support your game choices.
Brian, excellent work. Winthrop Chesterton, who we gave a shout out to a couple weeks ago.
Yes, the name is so great.
I do love that name. Winthrop and his buddy The Head run the Pull Pile podcast. Check it out on the internet. Internet famous Pull Pile. I presume they're on iTunes. Yeah, they're on iTunes. But yeah, those are good guys. Check them out. He says he wants to see a question game like The Question.
Ooh.
But he wants it to be like Professor Layton style puzzle game.
Oh, man.
DC can send me my check now. That's confidence, Winthrop. A cool detective solving riddles game would work for that character. I've got the idea of Professor Layton being super cartoony stuck in my head, but it would have to be darker than that.
Right. Just follow the format.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. Stephen Kohler writes in saying, Profit. A third-person adventure like Devil May Cry, where after every level you are controlling a different John Profit. Also, the game will never end because players will have no idea what the overall story is or where it's going. I have heard that about Profit. I haven't been following the book lately, but I don't know. For a book like Profit, how do you sell that in game form? It's so weird.
It would be visually wild. You know, it would be really fun for a developer to design a lot of those things.
Yeah. But would like the public be like, yes, I want that?
Well, are we discussing
Mate
that?
Mate with me, you know? John Profit.
Are we discussing whether or not they could actually do well, or are we just saying, this is what I would love?
No, yes. Whether or not it's viable as a concept is irrelevant. Yeah. I think that's a fun idea. Chris Davis, legendary barista, says, the obvious answer is Metamorpho. I like a third-person adventure game with a Dragon Age 2 combat style. That's very specific.
Yes.
Metamorpho would be cool. Like, you could have like a shape-changing mechanic where its hands become different things or whatever.
Sure thing. Man, I don't know if you're watching the new Batman animated thing. Did you see the Metamorpho on
there? I haven't seen
that
episode yet. I heard about it, though.
It's an interesting take on him. So that's... And I only have a couple comics to actually reference the character and like what he can do and stuff. So it would be interesting for sure.
I think that you could have like a Metamorpho. Man,
is he part of the Injustice game? Like, is he one of the fighters in the new fighting game?
I don't think so. No,
he would be kind of rad then, right?
He would, because
he could like form his fist into blades and big old.
It would be visually
and,
really cool. Yeah. I've read Metamorpho stories for years, but like I can't identify a character that's Metamorpho's like buddy. But what I think is that
the professor, right? I mean, like the press professor and
Professor Stagg. No, man, he hates that guy.
Well, yeah, that's.
I mean, his girlfriend, I guess. Sapphire is her name. So I want a Metamorpho game that's like a boy and his blob. Where you are controlling Sapphire and Metamorpho follows you around and turns into ladders and buckets and shit.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It could almost be like, what was that game that just came out? Maybe a couple years ago. Call the Signed In Guys. It's the one where you're kind of the monkey god and you had the little girl. And, I'm drawing a blank on the damn name.
Is it Enslaved?
Yes, Enslaved Odyssey to the West. You got it right, Joe. Yes.
Boosh. Great game. Lost my disc. I found the empty box. Can't find the disc.
That happened with GTA 4 with me, man. Then I went and bought another one. And then guess what? Disc shows up. Now I have two. You want one?
It's the age-old story. Aaron Hughes writes in with Saga. She says, it's weird, but hear me out. It's an RPG, and you are a bounty hunter like the Will or the Stalk.
Ooh.
You are given assignments, and you're free to explore and destroy in the beautiful universe that Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples have created. There are, of course, morality decisions that affect what kind of ending you get, similar to situations like with Slave Girl, if you're familiar with the Saga comic, you know what that means. And we'll just have to see how the main quest line would go. I just love Saga, can't help it. I'd love to free roam that universe. Yeah, that's a fun idea.
I'm into it. It would be totally cool if you could like design your own bounty hunter, like mix and match crazy parts.
And it would be anything goes because those characters are nutty. TV head, eight legs, whatever.
And you would have to have some sort of, at least maybe see the characters, some of the characters from the book, just like brush with them.
Yeah, just overlap with their story a little bit.
At some point.
Yeah. I love it. James Cassingham Randall. Oh man, as the manager of a video game store, this question really captured my imagination. Perhaps an uber-violent Luther Strode beat-em-up? A GTA-style sandbox game set in the Transmetropolitan universe? I'd even like to see a Tomb Raider slash Last of Us-style game starring Kazar and set in the Savage Land.
Yes.
However, my brain is stuck in the concept of a grand-scale strategy game set in the Green Lantern universe.
Hmm.
You would play as the current incarnation of Hal Jordan, now in command of the entire GL Corps, sending other Lanterns out into the universe to save planets from destruction, training new recruits, and investigating galactic disturbances would be amazing. You could build the defenses of Oa and have diplomatic relations with other colored Lanterns. I picture the combat being in the vein of XCOM. If a Lantern falls in battle, their ring seeks out an immediate replacement who must be trained from scratch. Well, that's genius. Of course, the bad guys would have to be the Yellow Lanterns, with a constant battle for jurisdiction over planets, solar systems, and galaxies. Also, Geoff Johns and Grant Morrison would write the story, with someone like Fiona Staples or Mike Allred handling art design. Done. That is very well thought out.
This I like, Joe. This, so far, I think, is the crown.
You know,
just because the idea is a really refreshing take on, like, hey, we're going to do a superhero video game. Guess what?
It's not a
strategy
action.
Game.
Yeah. James, you definitely get a Chivo for explaining the game in grand detail. I'm taking the Chivo away, though, because I fucking hate strategy games.
I do, too. I don't play them. I can't play them. I like, no.
I'm kidding, buddy. I'm kidding. That's I am serious. I don't really like strategy games, but that is a really fun idea. Yeah. I especially love the thing about if your guy dies, the ring seeks out a replacement and you have to train him. Oh, that's a good mechanic.
Cool. That's a really good idea.
Very imaginative, James.
Bravo.
Buzzy Brown Brennan, a.k.a. the Triple B, says the first thing that came to mind was Avengers Arena. The series was written to be a video game. I see it as an almost open world, third-person action-adventure game, kind of like the new Tomb Raider or Uncharted, but with superpowers and a whole lot of playable characters to choose from. You could form alliances and have your actions affect the way the AI characters react to you. So if you're a team player, people will want to work with you. If you're a murderous dick, everyone will try to kill you on sight. I want to play this game. Rated M for mature. I love it.
I haven't read the comic, but
I really like Avengers Arena.
Holy moly, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it.
Avengers Arena is a fun book, and I think it would make a great game. And they have such a varied cast. Like, each character is different. You've got Darkhawk. You've got, like, a Deathlok girl. You've got a guy that controls a giant sentinel. You've got X-23. So you've got all these different kind of like classes, if you will. You even got a mage.
Sure.
So I think it would make a really fun action-adventure game where each character reacts to the environment a little bit differently. And, you know, whether or not you decide it's your day to try to kill X-23 depends on whether how this quest line goes and all this fun stuff. Good answer, Buzzy.
I like the design, too, because I loved the Tomb Raider game, and so if you had it that sort of gritty jungle, realistic,
yeah,
it would be great. Really cool.
Well, and since it's set in Arcade's Murder World, it could be different. Like, you could wander into like an Arctic area or a volcano area.
Oh man!
Like and you wouldn't have to explain it, right? Yeah. So we're in this virtual reality prison, not virtual reality, but we're in this prison that the environment changes at the drop of a hat. You don't have to have like a narrative reason why I was in the jungle and now all of a sudden there's ice and snow everywhere, you know? Yeah, I love it. Gene Law responds to the Triple B saying, hey, Gene, welcome aboard. If we didn't already welcome you aboard.
Welcome, Gene.
Instead of Avengers Arena, how about something like Avengers Academy? Style it like The Sims, with you being Hank Pym, taking in troubled super teens, housing them, training them, and sending them on missions. Players can hire new teachers or build new training facilities, or maybe have Thor come in for guest lectures. Awesome. Hey, sounds like you and James Randall need to get yourselves in the meeting and these weird superhero strategy games.
Yeah, man, The Sims aren't... Don't terrible things happen to Sims characters? Like, well, you don't feed them?
Well, yeah, what happens if you burn if down you their don't house? Let Hank Pym go to the bathroom for too long? No. Does he die? I don't know. That is a fun idea. And I do like the concept that you can... You know what? Your students have plateaued. It's time to like hire a new guy, and then you save up money, and then you hire like the Beast to come and teach.
Oh, he's got to teach a higher level now.
Yeah, or whatever. That's kind of a fun idea.
Okay, there could be some depth there.
That idea's got some merit, Gene. We'll consider it. John Bunger writes in saying Manhattan Projects has a golden axe clone, but with crazy sci-fi gadgets and weapons. So you'd have like Oppenheimer running around with like ray guns and stuff?
I guess so.
I don't know. And finally, Matt McKenzie. Welcome aboard, Matt. His idea is the ambiguously gay duo.
Oh my gosh.
It should be a first and a third person shooter.
With vehicle. It's got to have vehicle moments.
Oh yeah, definitely. definitely driving missions. Oh boy. We're just going to leave it right there. Thank you, Matt. Let's move over to our Google voice calls. We got a few this week. I know it was kind of up in the air whether or not we were going to have the answer of the week. So I'll let you guys off the hook that we only got a couple this time. I do want to give a quick shout out to Brian Domingos, who called in to answer last week's answer of the week, our question of the week. And I'm sorry, Brian, we didn't have a show, so your call will not be heard by the masses. However, I also really loved the World War III storyline that went through the Heroes Were Born titles by James Robinson. You're not alone, my friend.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Joe. It's the TD Dubs calling. I am shocked. I am shocked and surprised you guys didn't go for the Ben Affleck question of the week. I admire that decision. All right. So I had some ideas, and I want to start off by saying they've had video games in the past, and they need a new, up-to-date video game that's very cool. So my first idea was for G.I. Joe. And they've had some video games in the past, and I really can't remember any of them. But my idea for a G.I. Joe video game would be similar to what was going on with, oh, what was that video game? Battlefield Vietnam, where you could play as the U.S., or you could play as the Vietnamese. And I think it'd be cool if you kind of had that kind of first-person shooter game where you had all these sort of various battle scenarios planned out, like Cobra Island or Zartan Swamp or the Fort where the G.I. Joe was stationed and they were located underground. Anyway, you could play as Cobra, you could play as G.I. Joe, and then you can pick your players. Like maybe if you're G.I. Joe, you could pick, I don't know, I can't remember anybody's name. But what you can do is play, you know, if, as the bad guys. You can be Zartan, you can be Destro, you can be Major Blood. And if you want to go to the Joe side, you can be Snake Eyes. That's a good one. See, this whole Ben Affleck thing is messing with my head today, and you throw that curveball of a question out to me and making me think of something else. Why aren't you asking the Ben Affleck question of the week and throwing in a little dig there at Zack Snyder? Guys, you're just messing with my head today. So the next game is going to be a Flash game. And what this one's going to be is a first-person shooter game, except the Flash doesn't shoot any guns or anything, but you get the first-person perspective, especially when you do those cool, like, lightning-fast runs or dashes, whatever you're going to do with the Flash to get them from one place to another, and then have them go up against some of the really good bad guys, Captain Cold, Gorilla Grodd, all those guys, Professor Zoom. I think that'd be really cool. Why aren't you asking about Ben Affleck this week? I just don't understand it. It's like the most obvious question you could have thrown out there. You would have people calling and crying. You would have people screaming. You would just have this gold mine of crazy questions. Just, oh, it would have been so great. Be good for Aaron Myers. I think that would just be a total joy for him. So, thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Tony, you have to let the Ben Affleck then go, man.
We covered it, man.
We talked about
it. Old news.
We aired our feelings. We got it out of our systems. Let the man have a try. But anyway, I love your G.I. Joe idea.
I like it, too.
They have had games. It's true. There were a couple games on the NES, and I'm pretty sure there was a current-gen game based on the first movie, all of which are terrible. I'm pretty sure are bad.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of being able to choose either the Joes or Cobra, and then getting to pick your squad.
It's like Star Wars Battlefront.
Ooh.
You play as the Empire. You play as the Rebels. But here's the thing.
This is why I keep them around, ladies and gentlemen.
Those games are limited by classes, right? Now, his game is saying, oh man, you can be Zartan. You can be Destro. You can be the Baroness, right? Mm-hmm. But you'd have to somehow convert those into a manageable form, like as a developer, right? You can't spend all this time developing all these cool powers. Well, I guess for the most part, people are just shooters.
They just
have different guns. But then you're going to have Zartan with his chameleon effect. Man, that's
where
you
start. Well, it could be like stealth.
Yeah, just cut it straight down like that.
Yeah.
So you just have to find places.
Or you don't put Zartan in it. You just do Snake Eyes and
Storm
Shadow.
Don't put Zartan in it. Come on, Joe.
The guy
said Zartan.
Whoa.
So Zartan's going in it.
Oh.
We could even take it farther and put his brother and sister in it, too. Bam. Now you got a
Zarana.
Whole...
Yeah. And the other guy?
I want to say Xandar.
Xandar?
But then that makes me think of Valley of the Herculoids. That's Xandar.
Sure.
It's more of a Valley.
Well, and there was another dreadnought called Zanzibar.
Oh, my God. I'm into it. I think that'd be real fun.
I'm into it, too. And I'm going to go a step further and say that you can base the missions off of, like, classic cartoon episodes, like... You can do a set of Cobra missions where your objective is to retrieve pieces of the mass device.
Oh, man.
Or the Weather Dominator or
what
whatever.
About pieces of
DNA for Serpentor.
Yeah, buddy.
That's a winner. Now, the Flash game is a cool idea. And I don't know why, like, the Flash, no one's ever given the Flash any video game love. It's because he hasn't shown up in any other media, really.
Here's my thing, right? You want to be able to go super duper fast because it's the Flash, and that should be everything. Everything should be super duper fast. How do you handle that now? Because I thought of it like a running game, so I immediately went to like Mirror's Edge, where you are running through environments,
yeah,
all over crazy. Now, do you do that as the Flash, but instead of like it being super duper fast, like playing a Sonic game, you want to be able to control it. You want to be able to run around your enemy, punch him up around this time, wrap a dude up with a piece of rope, whatever. So would those super fast parts have to actually be super slow in presentation so that you could do the super cool tricks at a super high speed?
That's a good question, man. I don't know.
I'm interested, but then like, how do you do that super fast fight? How do you do like the race against Superman? Be like, hey, Superman, man, what are you going to do? Let's run. Like, have it be like just a little mission.
You know, maybe that's part of the reason why the Flash has never showed up in a game outside of like, you know, he's in Injustice. He, I'm sure, there was a Justice League fighting game in the 90s on Super Nintendo.
Oh, man, you could vibrate on handcuffs and stuff. That'd be so cool.
Oh, yeah. But illustrating that in a satisfying way, in an interactive way, that's also visually satisfying, because he's the Flash and you want him to go fast, but if he's moving slow enough that you can see and control his movements,
I know, it kind of
is he really the
away
Flash?
It farts away the whole thing. Look, it needs to be addressed.
We need to workshop it.
We got to workshop this. Sit down.
I like where your head's at.
Pour the coffee.
Moving on to our last call. I'm sorry, only two calls, you guys. I know I said I forgave you, but I want you to do better next week.
Hey guys, this is Zach, first time caller, calling in for question of the week. First off, if I had to guess, I want to see an X-Force game, either four player or multiplayer, like online, Xbox, or do an old school gauntlet game. You know, all five team members, but I want Uncanny X-Force. That'd be great. Two, do a Sweet Tooth game, like an after story, or a side story, you know, something slow-paced where you can choose all that stuff. That'd be great, because we all know we love Sweet Tooth. Third, Flash-based game, side-scroller, Hawkeye. Come on. Hawkeye needs a game, but it needs to be like a comic. So just do that, like a side-scroller or even a Telltale game. Just the life and adventures of Hawkeye. You know, if not, I won't play a game ever again. But that's not true, because I'm probably going to play a game in like 20 minutes or so. But trust me, love you guys. Love the podcast. Keep it up. Talk to you later. Bye.
I can picture it now. it's Uncanny X-Force, and you're running around, da-da-da-da-da, and all of a sudden, Deadpool needs food badly.
I was going to say, Psylocke needs food badly.
Yeah, and I love that.
Jared and I used to work, Jared, fun fact, Jared worked with us, at, with Matt and I, at the same comic shop we came from before I went to Legend. Now Jared's at Legend with me. Matt's too good for us, whatever. But at the old place, we had a Gauntlet Dark Legacy machine, and every 5 minutes, that thing would cycle around and start talking about t-shirts, and it would play its demo. And so he'll go, you'll be going through, I'll be, it's years later now, and I will just be going through my normal day, and a voice will pop into my head, check out our t-shirts. That's my Gauntlet story.
Hey man, it worked.
Yeah, right? It did. I wonder what now those t-shirts look like.
You want to go look at those shirts.
What other kind of game could an X-Force game be? Like, if you want it to be all the whole team.
We've gotten a lot of team stuff too, which is awesome. Yeah. Like, because I want to talk about that in a bit. That's the thing, is you have to whittle down a team. You can't do everybody.
You have to have like four people.
Right. You have to whittle it down so that you can focus on getting these to play really cool.
Right.
And make, you know, so we can spend time making them look cool.
They'd have to be four characters that are different enough that people won't just want to be like, you can't have X-23 and Wolverine, right?
Right.
You got to have Wolverine because he does one thing. And then you have to have Psylocke because her powers are different.
Yes.
And then Archangel because he flies, and like, they can't all be basically the same with different skins. But, yeah, that's intriguing. I like that idea. Second idea was a Sweet Tooth
Telltale game.
Adventure game.
Yep.
Which I think is a great idea.
I do, too. I feel like Telltale is positioning themselves in a really cool point where they can take comic books and make a really cool like adventure game, like the Fable game that's coming out.
Oh, I can't wait.
And imagine them doing like a Chew game like that. Or, you know, like any of these, I don't know, not necessarily indie books, but, you know, like these sideline books that aren't superhero stories. And I agree, man. Yeah. That would probably be really cool.
I just love like anything that, I'm appreciating games more and more where the story is the point, not necessarily the game. And so, yeah, there are mechanics, and you have to find all the clues and put everything together in the right order. But you don't have to worry about fighting a boss or, you know, your health running out. It's just you're letting the story unfold.
Yes.
An interactive story. And I think something like Sweet Tooth would really lend itself well to it. We're getting Fables soon, and I'm very excited for that.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
I think that's a great idea. And then Jared and I were talking about Hawkeye just the other day.
We were.
And I think a Hawkeye video game is long overdue. I don't know how you make a Hawkeye game like the comic where he's like, just being a bro.
Would it be like a GTA game, right? Where he's got an apartment. He can go to his apartment.
Sure.
Switch out whatever arrows I want. Hey, I switch out different costumes. Maybe I wear my street clothes.
Talk to his neighbors.
Yeah, and then roll out. Hey, let's go walk the dog. And then something crazy, like either comes across a robbery or
the
maybe
a
super villain goes through the area or something. And you're like, oh, react.
I love it.
Yeah.
Somebody get a Hawkeye game going.
Yeah.
All right, that is everything we have from you guys this week. Thank you for your calls and for your Facebook responses. Sorry about the short notice. We're back on track next week. I expect many more calls. We demand it. So, Jared.
Yeah.
The question falls to us.
It does.
What comic do we think deserves to get its own video game? Go.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I thought about it a lot. I got a whole bunch in my head. I looked up and down the comic book walls and thought, they had a game, they had a game, they had a game. I don't want to do any redos here. I want something brand new.
Sure, buddy.
So, I think I've settled on the Secret Six, the 2008 crew, right?
Yeah,
now,
the Gail Simone.
Yes, all right. Now, here's why. One, I am always intrigued playing the bad guy. Like, when I do a game like Fable, Mass Effect, Dragon Age, I will go bad. At least one of the playthroughs, I will be a bad guy. It's just interesting to me. So, I think playing a band of bad guys, again, Here's another team game.
Right.
Now, I enjoyed games on the original Xbox. Like, there was one called Brute Force, which didn't really do very well critic-wise. Neither did another one called Demon Stone, which are precursors to the whole Mass Effect playstyle where you are a squad, right? But where Mass Effect is so focused on you playing Shepard, same with, you know, Dragon Age, you are focused on your main character, that switching to the other characters to play was never anything you really needed to do or wanted to do. And in this game, you would need to do it at some point. So you, again, would have a handful of the characters that you would focus control on. And then say you're going on a prison break. And then you would have to switch between the different characters in order to accomplish different things in that action-packed prison break or whatever crime you're going to do as a group. You could even have the game end on a super bummer where you are captured. And that's the end of the game. You know, kind of like how the series ended.
Yeah.
You know, Ben, you're captured and incarcerated, boom. But make it a hard, drawn-out fight. And I want to be able to switch characters on the fly, you know, at any time. And still also maybe, like, be able to control, like, go point, you go over there, point, you go over there. And then have them hold. And you could switch to another character and do a whole bunch of exploring and running around and doing all this. And then reactivate everybody and move them all back in again. I want a lot of different character control and different power sets.
Oh, yeah.
Being the bad guys. Being the bad guys, Joe.
I love it. That's a great idea.
Now, Joe, what about you, man?
Okay.
I don't know what you want to do. What are you going to design?
You know, I thought about it a while, and a lot of, like, there have been a lot of comic book games. You've got Spider-Man games all the time, every year. You've had X-Men games. There's even been Wolverine solo games, Captain America, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But a character that I think would lend itself really well to the video game world is Daredevil.
Ah.
Especially in light of, like, recent Batman games with the detective mode. I think you could do really cool things with Daredevil radar sense.
It would be
with
way
something
cooler.
Like that.
It'd be super cool.
And it wouldn't just be like, obviously the character can't see, and you can't have a whole game in radar mode. You'd have to have it be traditionally illustrated for parts of it. But if you slipped into, like, radar sense,
yeah,
you could, you know, do
outline everything.
Yeah, and you could have, like, you know, distant sounds.
Yeah.
And you could even have, like, a graphic that's like, here's, you know, smells you're smelling, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah,
heartbeats.
Yeah. Which they kind of did in Batman.
They did that in Arkham City. Yeah. Yeah. And I think you could do a lot of fun gameplay stuff with that. Plus, I think that there are enough good Daredevil rogues to make a compelling cast of villains.
Yes.
And it wouldn't have to be him just fighting red pajamaed hand ninjas the whole time.
Right. Right, right, right. But you would get that.
You would definitely get that, yeah. And so you could craft a big story that leads up to you fighting through a bunch of hand ninjas, but then also Bullseye and Elektra, and then finally the Kingpin or whatever.
You could even do an Elektra level like they did with Catwoman.
Yeah. Right? What if Elektra helps you?
Boom, boom, boom.
And you could call in, like, cameo appearances by other characters like the Punisher or
Spider-Man.
Yeah, you could have Spider-Man.
Well,
I mean, I would say probably not. Like, characters that aren't necessarily...
Stick to, like, maybe the Marvel Knights, some Marvel Knights.
Type, yeah. Like, maybe Iron Fist shows up, right? Hey. And there's that. Or, like, White Tiger, or, you know, somebody that you don't see a lot.
You could date Dakota North.
You could date Dakota North. Black Widow could show up. I think that given the right... Like, if Daredevil came into the public consciousness again...
Sure.
You know, in a positive way, not in a negative way, like with the movie 10 years ago, they could do something really great with that character. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to see it unless Marvel reboots the Daredevil movie universe and they start over.
Would you have Ben Affleck voice Daredevil?
He's Batman now. He's Batman now. No Ben Affleck as Daredevil.
Okay. I like it, Joe. I really like it. I think it'd be super great. I mean, my mind is thinking of all the different ways you could present his, you know, sense. So, like, are you saying it would be a third-person game for the most part?
Yep.
You'd follow Daredevil around.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would just go into his sense whenever you wanted to.
Yeah.
And it all depends on how overused is that. Like, okay, now everything is a light blue, and then the points of interest are maybe like a weird yellow. Like, you can see fingerprints are kind of a different color, like orange on the wall or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they'd have to do something to make it different than, like, the Batman games. It could be, like, a combination of the Batman game with, like, something like Assassin's Creed. You know, even a stealth game, because he's a ninja. So it could be stealth plus, you know, parkour plus super senses.
Yeah, you'd have to get the cool climbing around in there too.
Yeah, because he's bouncing off rooftops and doing backflips and stuff.
And then you're whipping the billy club and using it as you're swinging.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, Joe. Done. Marvels.
He's bought my idea.
Yep.
Shark Tank, yes. Thank you, everybody that called and wrote in. Thank you, Jared, for being here once again.
My pleasure, my friend.
We will have a new question of the week this Friday, as usual. Matt will be back in town. We're back on track. Look for a new episode of The Two-Headed Nerd on Sunday, and we'll see you back here next week for an all-new Answer of the Week.